Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you in your Christian life and in your church life so that you might be one that God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue in the line that we call flee and pursue. We know from the scriptures that there is something deep in God's heart. Actually, this was a mystery hidden throughout the ages and the generations, hidden even from God's seekers in the Old Testament time, but was revealed to the Apostle Paul and to the other apostles. And we can see that this matter in God's heart was actually the church. Christ and the church is the great mystery that is in the heart of God. It is God's heart's desire, God's central focus. In Colossians, we see that Christ is called the mystery of God. To know God, you must know Christ. In Ephesians, the church is revealed as the mystery of Christ. In order to really know Christ, we must come to the church. And in Ephesians 5:32, this phrase is found, Christ and the church. Paul says, this mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. Dear saints, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. On the one hand, in John 3:16, it says that God loved the world, and out of this motivation of love, he gave his only begotten Son for each and every one of us. But this verse only touches the personal side. There's another verse that complements this verse. That's Ephesians 5:25. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Yes, on the one hand, when Christ was on the cross, dying for our sins, he had you, he had me, he had all of us in mind. He did that because he loved us. He wanted to redeem us and gain us for himself. On the other hand, he also had the church in view, his heart's desire, what was there from eternity past. It says in Ephesians 3:11 that this church was according to the eternal purpose. That is, the purpose of the ages. Do you realize that the church is something that has been in God's heart since eternity? He was longing for the church. And on the cross, Christ died to gain the church. In Acts 20, it says that God obtained the church through his own blood. We know that God in eternity did not have flesh and blood, but he picked up flesh and blood so that he could redeem the church. What love, what motivation there is in God for the church. And in Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us that for the joy set before him, Christ endured the cross and despised the shame. Yes, when he was dying on the cross, when he was suffering for our redemption, he had the church in view. I don't know what is our appreciation or consideration about the church, even about our own local church, but I hope that we can have a renewed vision, a renewed appreciation concerning the church, even that we could have a renewed consecration for the church. Dear brothers and sisters, Christ loved the church. The church is according to God's eternal purpose. But we must realize that this church that God loves is very practical. And this church is expressed in the church life. And a key part of the church life is the church meetings. So if we're going to love the church, if we're going to appreciate the church, We must have a proper view and a proper evaluation and appreciation of the church meetings. And starting with today's episode, we'd like to spend some time to consider the church meetings. There is so much value in the church meetings. So much is accomplished in the church meetings. Again, I don't know what is our appreciation of the church meetings where we are. Maybe we might consider some of the meetings are not so vibrant, a little slow sometimes, but I hope that we can realize every gathering of the church is something particular, something special to God. In every gathering of the church, whether small or large, whether it's a gathering in a home, even a gathering of two or three, there is the dispensing of the triune God with the goal of building his body and preparing his bride. Oh, dear saints, if we have the proper view of the church meetings, the Lord could accomplish even more. The church meetings are valuable both to God and to us, to all his believers. On the one hand, on his side, in the church meetings, he has much opportunity to carry out his divine administration. And he does this primarily by his dispensing. Oh, dear saints, any meeting that you go to, there is the possibility of receiving the divine dispensing. There is the possibility of having what it says in Galatians is the hearing of faith. The hearing of faith. In any and every meeting of the church, again, whether it's a gathering of two or three, it's a small group meeting, or a district meeting, a church meeting, in every meeting, the Word of God is being spoken. As long as the Word is being spoken, there's an opportunity for your faith to grow, your faith to increase. Even if you just dragged yourself there and don't have the impetus to participate, just being there is a benefit because you can hear God's word being spoken. And that hearing, by the dispensing of the Spirit through the speaking of the word, that hearing can produce faith in your inner being, in your spirit, in your heart. I wonder if you've had this kind of experience where maybe you had second thoughts about attending a meeting, or you didn't even want to be in the meeting, but somehow the Lord got you there, and you left the meeting different. You left the meeting with a desire for the Lord. You left the meeting with a softened heart. Maybe in the meeting, you had determined at the beginning you would not function, but somehow in that meeting, you functioned, whether you prayed or you shared something. Oh, the meetings are very valuable, both to God and to us. And saints, if we stay away from the meetings, we will experience a kind of leaking of our faith. That's the way it works. That's a reality in all of our experience. We need the church meetings, just like a fish needs to be in the water. The meetings are critical to our survival and our going on in the Christian life. Even it doesn't matter how strong the meetings are in our place. As long as that's a church meeting, oh, the Lord promises he is there. We have the Lord's presence. This is in Matthew 18:20. As long as there are two or three gathered together into my name, there I am in their midst. So, saints, it's so valuable to have the practice of attending the meetings. In the book of Hebrews, we have a strong exhortation concerning our attending the meetings of the church. In Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, it reads, "And let us consider one another so as to incite one another to love and good works, not abandoning our own assembling together, as the custom with some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. Brothers and sisters, we have to exhort one another not to abandon our own assembling together. We need, each of us needs our own assembling together. We need our own church life. We need our own meeting life. We need to be in the church meetings, and we should not have the bad habit of not attending the church meetings. Here it talks about the custom. It says, not abandoning our own assembling together as the custom with some is. Custom means a habit. Some have the habit of not attending certain church meetings. We need to reconsider our way. We have the Lord's table meeting. We have the church prophesying meeting. We have the prayer meeting. We have the small group meetings. And in many places, the young people's meetings. Brothers and sisters, what is our custom? What is our habit? How is each of our own assembling together? I hope we can develop this matter, and it would be a help to us. My burden today is just to show us how much God loves the church, and that that church that God loves is expressed in the meetings of the church. So if we're going to love the church, if we're going to give ourselves for Christ and the church, we must give ourselves to the church meetings. We must have our own assembling together, our own meeting life. I hope that the Lord would give us a fresh appreciation for His church and for the church life, and particularly for the church meetings. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.